like this. And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and here we sit, bathed in soft light, the Delta Booth.
It's just like at home, darling, isn't it?
No. This has no similarity to our home whatsoever.
It doesn't, because we don't actually have to be building anything right now, and I can wear hot high heels.
Oh, and they are hot, by the way.
Well, thank
There's
you,
no
darling.
Question about that.
Thank you. That's a good opportunity to, you know, take out the hot shoes and leave the tools at home.
You know what? It's good to put them down. It's good to stay away from them for a while. But when you need tools, here's the segue.
I know.
When you need tools, I love tools so much. When you need tools, you got to have the best ones for project success and productivity.
Productivity.
We're joined by Gary Dubois from Aero Fasteners.
We are.
We are.
Hi, guys.
And he's here to tell us about a couple of new products from Aero.
We are. We took the opportunity at the International Builder Show to introduce four new products of ours that we're branding under this RED series, which is an acronym for Reliable, Ergonomic, and Durable, which Aero has always been known for. The four tools are a hand stapler,
yep,
which also fires up to a 1-inch brad nail, the only hand stapler to fire up to 1-inch brad nail. 2-inch electric brad nailer, also the only electric brad nailer on the market that will fire a 2-inch brad nail. New hammer tacker, redesigned, ergonomically designed, and also a brand new electric stapler.
Wow.
Like it. And you're also doing one other thing while you're here.
We are.
A little more higher profile, perhaps you could say, or bigger. Certainly heavier than a hammer tacker.
A little bit.
Go what ahead.
You can say.
You go ahead.
You can say.
You go ahead.
It's his contest.
Oh, you go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. You know what? This is how we work on this show. We invite you on, then we talk to each other, and you sit there for a while.
You just watch us talk to each other.
And then you say, that was great. I was on my Fix It Up Life, I think.
I think I was with them. I'm not quite sure.
I definitely sat in the chair.
Let him.
Oh, now I have.
Chair.
Now I have to let him.
Yeah. Now, okay. I can scold you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I can do it.
take all the time you need.
You ready?
We're ready.
We just have
we're
long
boys.
Moments of silence okay. all the time.
We are going to give away a brand new 2011 red Camaro.
And it is hot. Let me tell you, it's over in their booth. And when we went over earlier this morning, I don't think you saw us. We stealthed over.
We totally stealthed.
And we tried out some of the new tools you were just talking about. We're pretty stealth. People don't know that we're coming.
Well, I'm, you know, I guess I should, if I were a normal person, I would talk about this in order, but I'm not.
He's not normal. So go ahead. Go out of order.
Hammer tackers are, I use hammer tackers all the time, whether it's for house wrap, whether it's for flooring underlayment, insulation.
Yep.
Tar paper for the roof. Is there more? There's more. There's at least one more I can think of. But a bad hammer tacker is agony because basically you break the impact with your knuckles on the floor. But you have ramped up your hammer tackers such that they're more ergonomic, easier to use, and when that means more production.
We have. And it's, you know, with the hammer tacker, it's important that it's balanced. Because most times people use these, remember the purpose is you're firing a lot of staples very quickly.
Yes.
And if it's not balanced, it's you can hurt yourself. You can really hurt your wrist. You can hurt your arm, your forearm. This is very well balanced and it is very ergonomic. The head is extremely well positioned, so that every time it fires, it's just about perfect.
Nice. And do you have hammer tackers that are more for when it goes left and right, horizontal applications? I'm good with the language.
You're very good. You paint good pictures. Your English degree is coming in real handy right now.
Like a roof deck, or when I put rosin paper out for a floor, I know a lot of flooring guys tape that down with blue tape. It's a really expensive way to put down rosin paper. I staple it.
Yeah, we actually do have we have hammer tackers that use specifically for roofing. The head actually is heavier because it's a downward motion.
Yep.
So it's easier. You want that weight. It helps you actually drive it, you know, further down versus the new red stapler, the hammer tacker, which is used for insulation, whereas you are going more vertical, and you need to have the ability to actually, it needs to be lighter.
I can tell. I used both of them earlier today, and you can tell that weight is different because when you are whacking up a bat of insulation. You just need that flick.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
And for everyone that can't see Mark on the radio, he is demonstrating that with his hand right now.
We've got to get wireless headsets because I need...
If we had wireless headsets for our remotes, you would be running around the aisles at the International Builder Show. I wouldn't be able to keep you here in the Delta booth. You would be off like... 40 miles away. You'd be running over to their booth right now playing with the tools.
We would be shooting one-inch brads in a trim. What's better than that?
What's better than that?
I'm sure there are better things, but I love that.
I know you do. You're a tool hound.
Now, here's a question. Why would I be using an electric brad nailer to shoot up my trim?
That's a great question. First of all, no compressor. Here's what we learned. We actually did research with over 1,000 contractors and 1,000 consumers, 1,000 DIYers. What they don't like is they don't like the compressor. They don't like the noise, and they don't like the hose.
Right.
So you have to carry around that hose all the way. You know, pneumatic tools work great. But if you have, this is punchless work, and you're not going to, do a tremendous amount of framing, then electric is awesome. I mean, you plug it in, you turn it on, you go.
No oil.
No oil.
No maintenance.
No noise.
No noise.
No noise.
That's pretty cool. And you know what else is pretty cool? I was on your website, too, and checking out. There's actually a community there. Have you checked out their community?
No, I'm not really invited to a lot of communities, even digital ones.
There's how-to videos and everything, too, on your website, showing you how to use the tools and making projects.
Yeah, the best thing about that website, it's a new website of ours. The best thing is we have people now posting all these jobs that they do.
Really?
At home. Yeah, we
oh,
have
that is
yep.
so cool. And it's arrowfastener.com?
Arrowfastener.com.
Oh, you want to go and check out other people's projects. So they're just actually videotaping themselves.
Yes.
And then sending them to you guys, and then you're posting it up there.
On our Facebook page as well, and our website.
Now, I was on your Facebook page, and I was blown away about the number of fans you have on Facebook.
Incredible. Over 26,000.
That's like a tenth of what we have. But anyway. What's awkward silence? No, I'm kidding. Do you have a favorite project that's up there or something that's just off the wall or something that's just so simple and utilitarian that it's like, yeah.
You know, one of the nice things, yeah, somebody, when we introduced the new red stapler, somebody posted pictures that they reupholstered furniture and with the red stapler. And the nice part is, because it's 40% easier to squeeze, it's much easier for a woman to handle. So it can be much more appealing now for women to do jobs around the house, especially upholstery repair.
I love that.
I do. And
I've done a little upholstery of my own.
Yes, you have.
I have, and that's really nice to hear.
It is. Those staplers are hard to squeeze. You're talking about the,
yes.
Yeah, like
squeeze
the type. LT50. Yeah. It's tough to squeeze.
Very cool. Yeah.
So, okay, so we've got... upholstery repair. Anything else catch your eye?
Chair rail moldings. I mean, simple work like that that you can use a 1-inch brad nail with.
Yes.
That you don't need again. You don't need to get a pneumatic tool and plug it in and worry about a compressor.
Now you got me thinking about the that picture rail wainscot.
Yes.
With yes. Base cap.
Perfect for that.
Finish nailers. Way too much nail. Way
exactly.
too much power.
Perfect.
Nice. We need one of those.
What? Fastener or me to put in picture frame chair rail?
I'd say both. Ding, 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 ding. You have a winner.
Anyway, you can get one.
Thanks,
you
Gary.
Do.
I do.
Would it be arrowfastener.com?
It would be.
Like, where else can you purchase
do?
That product?
Very soon, you'll be able to purchase it almost everywhere.
Oh, really?
All home improvement centers.
Wow.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. So
nice.
We can easily pick one up, and you can, add that to your honey-do list.
So here's a tip, though. When you are doing that picture rail molding project, sometimes the verticals fall between studs. You take the brad, and you shoot them in an X behind the drywall, and that traps it.
Yes.
That's my carpenter trip of the day.
I don't think you're going to trip of the day because that means you're going to fall on down. And I don't think that's so cool because we have to take a break and I'm not ready to do first aid on you.
So we'll see you without first aid on my Fix It Up Live.
Wasn't supposed to be like this.